studying physics, so not necessarily the best study method, but he did end up getting a degree from University of Southern Illinois, so.
I am tired.
Cool.
Clue number two.
After I got back from serving in the U.S. Army in Japan and Korea, I started off my career as a leading cartoonist for Playboy magazine.
Clue number three.
If you've ever looked at the back of my books, you know that I was a bald guy with a beard.
Clue number four.
If you don't recognize my goofy poems, you will likely recognize...
Evan Shel Silverstein.
That's correct.
God, Evan, you're good.
Another great person from Chicago. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, he died in 99. Bummer. Mm. This is number 14.
That was very impressive, man.
Clue number one.
Although no one is credited to inventing me, Robert Heinlein developed my concept in 1961 before the first computers would have used me.
Clue number two.
I may be familiar to you as a seemingly endless travel through outer space or a slideshow of constantly moving photos.
Clue number three.
I'm a computer program that protects your computer when it's not in use.
Oh! Annie Slideshow? No.
I said slideshow, too. Oh, no. Oh, Jordan's not here anymore.
Oh, JoJo.
He had to go.
Oh, he did?
He just texted me.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. He, is doing...
Well...
He's doing pretty terrible, to be honest.
But now I'm alone in last place.
As Zachy just said, Jordan is now out of the game, but he wants all listeners to know that he appreciated being on and hopes they enjoyed his nice, solid donut.
Clue number one.
I was designed to keep your computer pixels from getting burned by sitting
Evan,
in the same...
Screensaver?
Yes.
Shutting it down, good lord.
Guys, like come on.
I think that was what I really was thinking of.
I think that's slideshow. <Yeah, I> All right.
Yeah. Well.
That was a classic one, though. You know, endless zooming through space.
Yeah.
Classic screensaver. Or that, like, I don't know if you guys remember
when
that. Like,
protect your computer, that is what I thought of.
Do you guys remember that, like, 3D box that would bounce around the screen and then it would change
yeah,
into,
actually,
like,
weird
stuff?
Actually, that was,
stuff?
Like, one of. I decided it would be too obvious if I listed three different screensaver types. So
that one I definitely.
I had written that one down, but I decided to take it out.
That was a classic.
All right, this will be number 15. Time for some other people to step up to bat.
Okay.
Don't be so aggressive.
Give us a meatball.
Clue number one.
This New Hampshire native drives a Saab 9-3 and loves how stereotypical it is.
Meatball.
Zachy. Sarah Silverman.
Yay!
I was sitting on that one all game, too. I had no idea. Darn.
How'd you know? Do you watch that show?
No, I was also sitting on it, and she's from New Hampshire. So.
Okay. Who knew? I didn't. But she's a pretty cool person, so. You
love her.
Makes sense.
Love her so much.
I love her.
Clue number one.
Oh, I should have waited, sorry. What is it, clue?
Number 16.
Clue.
Clue number one.
Clue number one.
I'm a true legend. Only a few have laid eyes on me.
Annie, Sorcerer's Stone.
Yes!
Oh, she's so bad!
I like that there are two Harry
Potter
ones.
Yeah, was that two Harry Potter
clues?
I separated them into different halves intentionally. In England, my initials would be PS.
Was yeah. What are they? Oh, the Philosopher's Stone.
What are some of the other ones?
Oh, Carry Me and You'll Live Forever. To get to me, you had to cross through a number of puzzling barriers. Physical fitness, logic, music, and knowledge of plants, among other skills, have been used to protect me. And then the other ones are, like, pretty obvious.
Like that last one wasn't.
Well, that one, I mean, if you're not thinking about Harry Potter.
Yeah, true.
Not one bit.
What is that from? Is it from Marcella the Shell?
That's Flossie Dickey.
Oh!
Flossie, it's your 110th birthday today! Are you excited?
Not one bit.
Flossie, so here. That's something I never should do.
Is Flossie Dickey the same as Little Dickey? They're the same person? They're different people?
Grandmother.
Yeah, right?
So they're unrelated. They're not related anyway.
No, though she was related to many people. She is like... So part of this interview, it's become this internet sensation because she's a 110-year-old interviewed on her 110th birthday by some local Fox crew in Arizona.
And her name is Flossie Dickey.
Which is beautiful in itself. But... she has no time for the interviewer, so she's holding this cup of coffee, and the interviewer will ask, like, so Flossie, today's a big day. You have grandchildren here. You have great-grandchildren here. You pretty excited to celebrate? Not one bit. Flossie, so we've heard that one of your favorite activities here is to take naps. How often do you do that? As many times as I can. I highly recommend the video.
All right, this is number 17.
Clue number one.
Composed of over 7,000 employees worldwide, literally with offices on 5 continents.
Clue number two.
Initially created to combat counterfeiting of U.S. currency.
Clue number three.
In 1901, it began its most well-known service in response
Evan, Secret Service.
That's correct. In response to President McKinley's assassination.
Oh, you said
word service in there. The word service was in the clue.
Oh, shoot.
I didn't fact check or proofread.
That one should count.
All right. Number 17. 18. Number 18.
Though right now, Evan has officially won. Evan has a 6-point lead.
Oh, we're not breaking up into two? The two rounds.
Wait, he did.
No, we didn't, because Evan in this round has a 6-point.
Oh, no, the
point
points carry over.
Wait, no.
Evan in this round is
we can
eight,
still see if he
three
wins.
To 1-1.
Right, so he didn't win the second round.
He's not.
Wait, what's the score right now overall?
9-3 for Rachel, 3 for Annie, to 1 for Ian, and 1 for Zachy. In round 2, Evan has 3. Rachel has 0 so far. Evan has 3, Annie has 1.
I don't think he's locked it up yet.
I think we've only done 4.
So, so that brings up Zaggy's question. Is this a game with a halftime, or is this 2 separate games? I had initially thought that it was 1 game broken up into 2 halves.
Sure.
I don't think he's won that way, though, right?
Well, that sounds like he did. If he has 9.
No, because what's the next clue number?
18,
19, 20, 21, 22,
yeah,
23, 24.
Seven. Good point.
So I could still win.
Even the next one, she could still tie.
Yeah, it's funny. I think because my brain was unconsciously centering it around 20, I was like, oh, we're almost there.
No,
if Annie or Rachel run the table, they could win the overall count.
We're ready.
Rachel.
Let's see if we can combined beat Evan.
Let's see.
Evan against the field. Yeah, it starts to develop odds, right?
What is it? It's
9-8.
9-8. Ooh, here we go. Let's do it. That's it.
Clue number one.
My creator majored in marine resources planning.
Annie, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Let's go. Oh, man. I was so sure I was going to get the whatever SpongeBob SquarePants clue.
I was right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was right, yeah. Oh.
Did you know it at my creator? Or it took marine
resources.
Oh, creator. Yeah, yeah. What do you mean?
Because my creator.
I know. I probably made it like parents.
Yeah.
This is number 19.
Just counting on that one.
Clue number one.
Its color and taste varies depending on clays and algae that stay in the water from which I am taken.
Algae?
Algae.
Algae?
You can say algae.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you say algae? Because that's what it actually looks like.
I think algae is the... Is it like
are you
an appropriate?
Algae?
No, I think you could, I could think Shell's way is right, but
just like Mid Atlantic.
Yeah,
I'm happy to look it up.
Algae.
That was a complicated clue.
How to pronounce algae?
Well, it's a complicated group of people if you keep getting the first first clue.
Sorry.
It's all your fault.
Clue number one.
Just kidding.
Clue number two.
My production is very environmentally friendly and can be fully powered by solar energy.
Clue number three.
You think I'm overpriced now? I used to be worth my weight, literally in gold.
Evan, sea salt?
Yes, that's correct.
I thought about that one early on, too.
I was thinking shrimp.
That was huge.
Soft shrimp.
Soft shrimp.
Mmm.
Mmm. Soft corn. Soft shrimp.
This is number 20, I think.
Clue number one.
I became famous in the 90s and disappeared in 2007.
Clue number two.
I'm a drug dealing thug who's up to no good and won't take your shit.
I made sure to shout out this one.
Clue number three.
Man, why is everyone always imitating me?
That's good.
Clue number four.
You may find me standing up.
Clue number five.
I'm the rough and mean alter ego of dat white rapper.
Evan Slim Shady.
That's correct. This is number 21.
Clue number one.
I was top of my class at North Miami Beach High School and graduated from Harvard. Summa cum, bitches! That's a callback to a previous episode.
Oh. Clue callback number two.
I married twice and had a son and daughter with my second husband. My husband and I took pride in taking part in a shared earning, shared parenting marriage so that we could both focus on our careers and our kids.
Clue number three.
In 2009, I was named on the board of the Walt Disney Company.
Clue number four.
I've considered myself a feminist, although I've gotten a lot of criticism from the feminist community.
DeMarcus Cousins is an emotional man. Clue number four.
I was the VP of sales at Google for 7 years before I accepted my current position as COO of Facebook.
Rachel Cheryl Strandberg.
Zaggy, Sheryl Sandberg.
Oh! Poached.
Awkward.
Zach, you're really good at poaching.
I think I poached from Rachel, actually.
No, you poached from my sister last week.
Oh, well. Sorry, Lee.
Good call, though, Rachel.
Yeah, that was tough. Mm. Yeah, we'll give you a pat on the back for that one. All right, so now we're at number 22.
Clue number one.
Only 5 years old, I am afraid I will never see the ocean.
Clue number two.
Home to third largest oil reserves in Africa.
Sorry, I'm home to the third.
Sorry, I couldn't figure out what I'm... Home to the third largest oil reserve in Africa.
Evan, South Sudan.
Yeah.
Good pull, boy. All right, so we have...
Coming up to number 23, Evan has 12, beating everyone else by 2. Let's see if they can manage to tie the king. But they best not miss.
Clue number one.
I am not a Roosevelt. Rather, I am a brainchild of President Franklin D. Rose.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. So, I'm yeah. Can you flip forward?
I'm not a Roosevelt. Rather, I'm simply a brainchild of FDR.
Oh, Annie, Social Security. Social Security. And it's wrong. It's Frances Perkins.
Yeah?
What? Yeah. She was the real person behind the New Deal and all of it.
This is a classic story of a man taking credit for a woman's work.
Yes, and I was actually just talking to someone about it the other day. Like, FDR, like, he was only special because of all the money he was born into. He went along, like, it was all about his advisors. He was the face of the campaign, and they needed a man at the time. But Frances Perkins started, like, from the bottom as a social worker, and, like, just worked her way up into with Tammany Hall and up to FDR. She was a big supporter of him, and she had the ideas for like Social Security and a lot of the other social benefits that came out of that period.
Whew.
Yeah. FP.
So pretty much all you could say about FDR was he did a good job of maintaining the team that he had.
He did. I mean, he was still a leader. It's just that he wasn't the, like, benefactor type of personality that everyone thinks of him. Like, he was a good guy, but only because, these ideas were being fed to him. He said yes.
Right?
The last time she came up to him with this idea, like, I do not think he's going to take it, but he trusted her so much that he would go with
that's
it.
That's really cool.
And one of the things I loved about her, well, at least nowadays we don't have to do this, but she would always... dress as a mom and try and be like the men's mothers that she worked with, and that was sort of how she got in with like them actually listening to her. If she had been any type of like other women, they might have just like totally like sent her out the door. But she was always wearing hats and acting very matronly and very like quiet. And
I feel like she's not the only person that I've heard of that's done that type of thing where they like act like the like matronly, but then also are like
they're still guiding
sliding
everything.
Their ideas, and you know, I can't think of another example, but
yeah, she's a cool figure. But glad to cock in with another point overall, but also glad to get the Frances Perkins message out there.
That's the PSA for the day.
Yeah, I was going to say, once we finish and we're off air, I want to ask you about that. Is there like a very good book that sounds like
I should pass you my book. I read the book. That's how I know all this.
Cool. I feel like we've talked
about also,
it before.
She also, like, another great thing she did was she was the first one to want to let in the Jewish refugees during the World War. She started maternity clinics. She did a lot for women, for sure. She worked in the Hull House. That was kind of where she got her start.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Chicago.
Cool.
She's from Massachusetts, though.
Cool. I need to plug in.
All right. Now we're here for our final clue. Standings are
12-11. He against the field. That was your fourth.
standings are what?
The standings are Evan with 12, the rest of the field with 11. However, Annie now is solidly in second place with 5.
All right, let's see who gets this last one.
Clue number 1.
By definition, they receive government funding.
Clue number 2.
Many exist in the United States, and because of the 10th Amendment, they vary in rigor, size, and specialty.
Clue number 3.
Home to the Bulldogs, Banana Slugs, and
Evan,
Minutemen.
State School.
That's correct, Evan. Clinched it with 12.
Go UMass.
That was huge.
Are you the Minutemen?
We are.
Very interesting.
That was amazing, Evan.
Well done. I'm impressed.
What song do you want to play?
John hears about this.
What song do you want to play us out with?
My song is it's called "I Left My Wallet in El Segundo" by a tribe called
tribe?
Quest.
I can get that.
It's in honor of people who forget things.
Should have done all I do is win.
My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny. Playing the anaconda again.
Yes, queen.
Okay, so guitar. Paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. I laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to y'all, as I started the motor, Ali said,
damn, Tip, what did you drive so far for?
Well, describes me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas and went on to eat grub. It was a nice little pump in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would have been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the food punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said, pay for lunch. So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stared and stared. Put me back into reality, here's Shaheed.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know, my wallet I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet, had props numbers, had my Jimmy hats, I gotta get it, man. Lord, have mercy, the heat got hotter, Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter, cars, cars, we scatter. Break it on out, we was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and 3 more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490 Madison, we're here, Shy. He said, alright, Tip, see you tomorrow. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. The Shaheed, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go.
God, I don't believe this, man.
Yo, Duff, who they put you with, man?
I got Def Beat, man.
Yo, man, they stuck me and Mace with Def Beat, too.
Hello, Prince Paul's the name. You know the DJ for Stetson is, but it's still the same old water.
Tell me, Mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes, or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make-believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and just me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I.
Welcome back. I'm David Green McVitie.
I'm DJ Shell.
And you're listening to This Is Dancing
on WMFO in Medford.
After a scintillating but very impressive victory by Evan, we're now going to move on to one of our favorite segments between Shell and I. Two Truths, a Lie, and...
a Jam.
Which features Mika and Queen today. I'm going to start. I'm going to give Michelle two truths and one lie about M-I-K-A, and she's going to decide which one is which is not true. I'm hoping she doesn't get it right, because I have a Mika song that I want played, but she's got other intentions.
I'm excited.
So, decide whether the... Mika is fluent in French, Italian, English, and Spanish. You have to decide which of those are. No, I'm just kidding. Mika doesn't label his sexuality because he believes he could fall in love with anyone of any body type. And finally, Mika designed and drew the cover art for each of his three albums.
I think number three is the lie.
It's true. Actually, his sister drew the cover art for his first two albums. And she is a clothes designer who goes under the, I'm going to forget the French term, nom de something, of Dwack.
So I won?
You won.
We'll be listening to Big Girl, You Are Beautiful.
Boo.
you by four. Now a whole lot of woman needs a whole lot more. Get yourself to the butterfly lounge, find yourself a big lady. Big boy, come on around and they'll be gonna do baby. No need to fantasize since I was in my braces. Water in a hole with the girls around and curves in all the right places. Big girls, you are beautiful.
Like a win.
Well, let's see how you do now with parsing out Sia's lyrics. This is one of my favorite songs, and whether I'm at the gym or just waking up, I love belting out this song. I'm not really sure what I'm saying, though, so if you have any clues, let me know.
I wanted everything I never had. Like the love that comes with life. If I were Indian, I'd hate that. I survived.
Close. She wore envy and hated it.
Oh, that makes more sense. Something lies and you're taught to cry in your pillow, but I survived. I'm still breathing.
I'm still breathing.
I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive.
I found solace in the strangest ways.
I found solace in the strangest ways.
Get some.
Well, I missed that part. I saw my love in a stranger's face. It was mine. At a one and a two to the demons go.
One way ticket.
When the wind don't change, nothing on the ground can ever move.
Or grow.
No hope just lies and you're taught to cry in your
pillow. But
No Hoochers Cry. Take it off, I'm still bleeding. Take it off, I'm still breathing.
Right, she says it over and over again, and I still realize, until last week, I didn't know what she's saying. You took it all, but I'm still breathing.
She doesn't say bleeding at all?
Not explicitly. Here we go.
If you could, I ever want something to say.
Every single mistake that you could ever possibly make.
I took and took what you gave. But you never knew that I was in pain.
I knew what I wanted.
I knew what I wanted, and I went out and got it.
All the things that you said that
took all the things that you said that I wanted?
And all in spite of you.
It all, but I'm still breathing.
Well done. Great guesses and a great song.
All right, so now that I'm winning.
Michelle is on a roll here. First, she wins Two Truths and a Lie for Mika, and then she does a pretty damn good job with Alive by Sia.
I'm winning. So now I've got Two Truths and a Lie for you. This time, we're talking Queen.
Super hot fire. I spit that.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
That would have been the much more obvious choice for Bun Bar right there. I apologize.
So here we are. So we've got...
Not one bit. Not one bit.
So now... I've got some clues for you on Queen. The iconic Freddie Mercury, if he was still alive, would be turning 70 in September this year. Queen had 7 number one hits on Billboard. These included Another One Bites the Dust, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, Bohemian Rhapsody, We Will Rock You, Somebody to Love, Killer Queen, and Under Pressure, a collaboration with David Bowie. Don't Stop Me Now and We Are the Champions came close on number 2. The famous Queen Crest was an elaborate drawing that contained the following animals: a phoenix, 2 lions, and a crab. Also included are 2 fairies and a giant crown engulfed by a giant Q.
Number 2.
You're correct. The only 2 that actually made it to number 1 were Another One Bites the Dust and Crazy Little Thing Called Love. They only actually had 4 hits. reached the top 10. Bohemian Rhapsody peaked at number 2, and We Will Rock You / We Are the Champions hit number 4. I guess it was released as one song. Did not know that. Also, fun fact, it wasn't on the top 10. I'm sure it was on,
I'm amazed it,
on the 100, but...
Yeah, it's pretty interesting going back and looking at what reaches number 1 on the Billboard, and it's not reflective at all of which songs I think last the longest or are the best quality. I think that if you look at the Billboard 100 overall, those... all of like the good songs get in there, but just whichever one like makes it to the top and stays there, it's kind of random.
So one of my, in my research, I also discovered about, since you mentioned Under Pressure, Annie, did you know that Under Pressure was not actually planned out in advance?
Whoa.
David and Bowie and Queen were in the stewed together, as Bowie was supposed
Stutzy?
To be Bowie's supposed to be adding backup vocals on one of their songs, but instead they decided to write an original together. And Queen's bassist John Deacon came up with the legendary bass line, and then Bowie and Freddie Mercury constructed the rest of the song around it, but they constructed it in separate rooms, so they each came up with their own parts, and they hadn't heard what the other one had done before they recorded. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Making it beautifully spontaneous.
It really was.
I thought it sounded similar to some of the things that we've done in the studio here, where we try to surprise the other person.
With Morris Pascal.
And also, just another fun fact that I came across was that on their logo, their big old like emblem, all of the animals symbolize something, right? So, like, we've got all of the, like, the lions are for Roger Taylor and John Deacon.
Yes, Queen! Yes, Queen! Yes, Queen!
They're both Leos. And Brian May is a Cancer, so he is represented by a crab. And Freddie Mercury was a Virgo, so two fairies were represented.
2.5 men. I watched that.
So David gets to listen to Don't Stop Me Now. That's but the one that I picked was Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy, which would have been really great to listen to also. But I will sing along to this one too.
That was the only benefit of my junior year computer methods class, was learning about this song.
Sorry, it's going to take me a second. I did a dance to Don't Stop Me Now, actually, for MTV Night.
So right after she matches the two queens.
I also did a dance to Don't Stop Me Now in...
Tonight, I'm gonna have my
I also did a dance to Don't Stop Me Now in my camp at MTV Night. So that was a year that Queen really ruled the camp grounds.
Turning inside out, yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so don't stop me now. Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car.
in ecstasy, so
don't stop me now.
Because we're about to come with another segment of Who's That? This week, I'm really excited to introduce our mystery caller, very well known to Michelle. I wonder if she'll recognize his voice. I've already given her a pretty big clue there, right?
It's a boy.
Or is it?
Probably.
Hello, Michelle.
Gandalf?
That's really tough because they're singing. Can you play it again?
Hello, Michelle.
I'm going to need some more.
You're going to get some.
Three words to describe Michelle. Beautiful, intelligent, witty, and...
What was that?
Caring.
I don't recognize this voice. It sounds like they're putting on a false voice.
It may have been their idea. But they're certainly not saying false, very nice things about you. They just care about you a lot.
That sounds really nice.
I think the last two are intelligent and caring.
Yes, yes, I know that's four words, but I never was very good at math. I would never call Michelle a turkey, though she has been known to run races with one atop her head.
Oh my god, it's my Uncle Bill. Wait, what is Uncle Bill doing here?
Uncle Bill, what do you have to say?
She has a wonderful little dog.
Named Sparkles. Sparkles.
Also known
as Sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
This is music right here.
Love you, Michelle. Have a great weekend.
Love you too, Uncle Bill. Do you want to play something?
Actually, and I'm still on, right?
Yeah.
So let's say, and with that, let's get out of here with our songs.
Oh, sure.
If that works. So I'll just cue those. What's the first one going to be?
Million Voices.
And do you have that cued?
No.
Then I will. I'm happy to. And not that I expected you to. I was just making sure because you have Spotify Premium. I'll
see you guys. I haven't been using Spotify because I like to pick the point of the song.
Which you can.
How'd you get Uncle Bill?
Cool, right? And you know you can with Spotify? You can still pick?
Yeah, but not pre... Like, I can't line them up ahead of time.
Yeah, because especially with Otto's voices, it's so long that I definitely wanted to start it in the middle of it.
Million Voices.
Yeah, if you want to actually...
Not Otto's voice.
Otto knows he's the old man.
Yeah.
On your phone?
All right, so start this low.
All right. We're still on, so...
I really enjoyed enlisting Uncle Bill's help for that segment.
Yeah, it was really cool to hear a familiar voice be not so familiar.
And I guess it's fitting, given that we're now going to end this first season with three each of our favorite songs. Kicking it off is one of my favorite songs that I was initially introduced to by my buddy Ian to my right, and then reintroduced to it this season when Michelle started playing. All right. Reintroduced to it at a party this spring by Michelle.
I was actually introduced to this song by Taylor, my friend Taylor, at a party too.
And coincidentally, I think it was Uncle Bill who introduced it to Taylor.
Full circle.
Remind me of the name of this.
This is Folding Chair by Regina Spektor. And I just want to give a little shout out to Reggie Speck. She's coming out with a new album in September called Remember Us to Life. And what's interesting about that album is that all of the songs from that album are going to be written in the past 4 years since her most recent record. And previously, all of her albums have been compiled of music from her entire life, her entire career. So I thought that was cool.
My feet are buried in the sand. And there's a breeze. There's a shadow. You can't see my eyes. And the sea is just a wetter version of the sky. There's a shadow. You can't see my eyes. There's a shadow. You can't see my
play that old school game, David McVitie. You're listening to WMFO, and this is Dancing.